What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Motherfucking Aaron Judge just had yet another week at the office, as he always does. This week, he added another 7 home runs and 12 RBI to his already stellar season. I mean, 7 home runs this past week. He basically hit a home run a day. Now, in a couple of these games, he actually hit 2 home runs. It's crazy. It's crazy. And it's fucking awesome to watch, at least in my opinion. So since we're talking baseball, let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings for the week. And we do have some shifting. A couple of teams are starting to drop, and a couple of teams are starting to move up. And one team that moved up this week, I've got them up at number one, is the New York Yankees. Overall record of 77-54. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Cleveland Guardians and over the Colorado Rockies. And like I said with Aaron Judge, he hit 7 home runs and 12 RBI this week. Bumping his average is 333, so he's still behind Bobby Witt Jr. in that. Bobby Witt Jr. is at a 341 right now, so he's still in line for a possible triple crown, but like I keep saying, Bobby Witt Jr.'s really got to go through a major slump for Judge, in my opinion, to catch up. But he's got 51 home run, which is 10 more home runs than the guy behind him, Shohei Ohtani. And then 122 RBI. And that's also he's got like a huge lead in both the home run and the RBI categories right now. So he's definitely got those on lockdown, and he's still at record pace. As a matter of fact, right now, if he keeps hitting home runs the way he is, he's on track to hit 62 home runs on the season. So we'll see what Aaron Judge has got for us down the stretch here. But I mean, Jesus Christ, the guy is just having a monster season. Then moving up in the power rankings this week on the top 10 MLB power rankings, moving up to 2, I have the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 78-53. Yes, they have the best record in the league right now, but I just really couldn't put them over the Yankees just yet, because the Yankees have been more consistent as of late. But I mean, the Dodgers are creeping up right there. This past week, the Dodgers took the series over the Seattle Mariners and the Tampa Bay Rays. Shohei Ohtani, he's also having a fantastic year, batting a 292 with 41 home runs, 94 RBI, and 40 stolen bases. So he is a part of the 40-40 club this year, hitting 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases. He's on pace to hit over 50, as a matter of fact. So if Ohtani keeps it up, he and Aaron Judge are doing what they're supposed to do. Absolutely demolishing baseballs and absolutely dominating on the offensive side of the ball. And these guys are just, you know, they're just having a fantastic year. But it's just crazy to see that Ohtani, fantastic year, 41 home runs, and that's 10 home runs behind Aaron Judge. That's just letting you know what kind of a monster season Aaron Judge is having this year. Then at number 3 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 76-54. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to their division rivals, the Atlanta Braves, but just took the series over the Kansas City Royals. And that's what I really think the Phillies needed. They've been kind of hovering. You know, like I said, the last month has been pretty terrible for them. But now they're starting to pick it back up. Their pitching's been much improved, and you've got Wheeler, who's pretty much having a Cy Young year. I feel like he's definitely one of the Cy Young candidates for this season. He's got 12 wins on the season, 2.73 ERA, and 170 strikeouts, and he's been their driving force for sure. Him and Nola at the starting pitching position, they have been lights out, dominating the majority of their starts. It's just the Phillies have had their slumping moments, but they did get back on track against the Royals over the weekend, and we'll see if they're able to keep up that pace. Dropping to number 4 this week on the top 10 MLB power rankings of the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 76-56, and they are 4-6 in their last 10 games, which is why they have started to fall down the rankings. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Mets, but split a series with the Houston Astros. And I mean, it's just, you know, they're going through the motions right now. They're still a solid ass team. Anthony Santander is actually having a career year. He is the hottest hitter right now in the second half of the season, right along with Aaron Judge. I mean, he's He and Judge, I think it's either this month or the past 2 months, they have the most home runs. They're both tied. And right now on the season, Santander has 38 home runs and 86 RBI, so he's having a fantastic year. And then Corbin Burnes is also another Cy Young candidate over on the American League side. He's got 12 wins with a 3.28 ERA and 146 strikeouts. So even though they're kind of slumping right now, you still got to watch out for the Orioles. They still look like one of the most complete teams in the league. They're young, they're scrappy, they've got the veterans to throw in there as well. It's just they've had their shaky moments lately, but I don't really see it being a major problem. They could end up losing the division, but I mean, that's just kind of how it's been with them and the Yankees. It's just been battle back and forth between those two, but they're both making the playoffs. Then at number 5 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers. Overall record of 75-55. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the St. Louis Cardinals, but took the series over the Oakland A's. And they obviously have their division on lockdown, even though they lost to the Cardinals earlier in the week. It's still theirs to pretty much win. I mean, they need basically to go on like a 2-week losing streak and have the teams behind them go on a major 2-week winning streak to basically lose their grip on this division. And right now, their starting pitchers, they've been up on the upside of things right now. You got Colin Ray. He's got 12 wins on the season with a 3.61 ERA and 113 strikeouts. And then you've got Freddie Peralta also having a pretty good year as well. 8 wins, 3.86 ERA, and 164 strikeouts. So he's been striking them out like a motherfucker. It just kind of seems like the down games that just seem to slip away from them tend to be the Peralta games for some reason. But even though he's only got the 8 wins on the season, he's still having a pretty solid year. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Houston Astros. Overall record of 70-60. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games, so they have cooled off just a bit. But still, they're dominating their division. And, I mean, you're gonna have a down week. This past week, they got swept by the Boston Red Sox and then split the series with the Baltimore Orioles. But Bregman, he was out with an injury for a little bit of time, and so maybe that kind of, hampered them down a little bit. But, overall, this team is looking really solid. And speaking of Bregman, he's got 21 home runs and 61 RBI on the season. And it feels like every time this guy comes up to bat, he gets on base and makes some plays. And then you also have their young catcher, Yainer Diaz. He's batting a 301 with 72 RBI, and that 72 RBI leads the team. And they've got a stacked-ass offense, stacked-ass lineup. So, I mean, you got Bregman, you've got Yordan, you've got Altuve, and you've got Diaz here, who's the one leading in RBI. At least currently he is. But like I said, even though the Astros, kind of a quiet week overall, this team is still solid. They got Verlander back. They seem to be getting better with the starting pitching. And it's really just their bullpen that's been the issue. But I mean, at the end of the day, the Astros are still the Astros. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, I have the Arizona Diamondbacks. Overall record of 75-56. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they actually swept both the Miami Marlins and the Boston Red Sox. So they are on a 6-game winning streak right now. And it's crazy because, you know, we thought when Marte went down, maybe that would take away their offense, but that did not. This team is actually the hottest team in the league right now, looking really solid, playing great together. And also their starting pitching is what's really starting to get going. They've got Fott, who is now, you know, he ended last year with he looked really good. And then he went into the playoffs. He looked really solid. And then he started off this year not looking too good. Well, now he actually is holding it down his last couple of starts. He's got 8 wins on the season with a 4.08 ERA and 139 strikeouts. And then Gallen, who's also starting to get it going as well, he's got 10 wins and 111 strikeouts on the season. And it's just weird because the Diamondbacks, you know, they keep getting hit with the injury bug, but they keep on overcoming all of these injuries. And like I said, hottest team in baseball right now is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 74-58. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Minnesota Twins and then split the series with the New York Mets. Even though it was kind of a down week for them, they did get Joe Musgrove back, and he has been money since he came back He had a really solid outing over the weekend, and that's a really good improvement for the Padres. It doesn't look like they're going to get Tatis back until the playoffs start, if they do make the playoffs, but it's kind of looking like the Padres, if they keep this up, they're definitely going to be making the playoffs. So that will be good for them that they get him back from injury. But right now, they're going to have to go the rest of the regular season without him. But so far, it hasn't really been much of an issue. This team hasn't really had many issues offensively. And like I said, getting Musgrove back, they're probably going to be getting Yu Darvish back here pretty soon. So getting some guys back from injury at the end of the season is going to be a good move for the San Diego Padres here headed into the playoffs. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Kansas City Royals, overall record of 73-58. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Los Angeles Angels and lost the series to the Philadelphia Phillies. And, I mean, this team has looked really good, really solid. Like I keep saying, I feel like this is going to be a team that actually overtakes the Guardians and ends up winning the division. Right now, Salvador Perez, he is the wily veteran on this team, batting a .276 with 23 home runs and 88 RBI on the season. He's been having a phenomenal year with all these young cats surrounding him. He is keeping up and looking really good doing it. I mean, he was coming off of a pretty bad end of the year last year because he did get injured. So far he's been holding it down, and I feel like he's definitely what they need down the stretch to possibly make a run in the playoffs. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings, the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 75-56. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the New York Yankees, but did get a nice win in a series over the Texas Rangers, which is what they really needed, because the team that's slumping the hardest right now it seems like it's the Guardians. It seems like now they are starting to, it's starting to look like the injuries that have been a problem for them all season are now starting to catch up with them, and the consistency is not there, especially on the offensive side of things now, and the starting pitching, the bullpen, I mean, it kind of feels like Class A is the only consistent pitcher they have at this point in time, but they do have a young guy on the come up with the last name of Noel. I cannot pronounce his first name, so I'm not going to attempt to do so at this point in time until I figure out how to say it. But right now, Noel, or Big Christmas as his nickname is, which is a really dope nickname if you ask me, he's got 12 home runs and 23 RBI right now, and he's a young guy, and he over the weekend, he actually had a couple home runs consecutively in two games, so he's really becoming a big source of offense, which is what they really need, because, Kwan hasn't been on like he has been for the most part, and it just kind of feels like this team is starting to fall apart at the wrong time, because they have held it down all season. They have dominated this AL Central. And now all of a sudden, like I keep saying, the Royals are right there. And I feel like the Royals are going to overtake them here in the next couple of weeks and end up winning the American League Central. All right, so let's move on to my NFL season predictions. Actually, before we get to the predictions, CeeDee Lamb is officially signed his extension with the Dallas Cowboys today, and motherfucker is going to be there for week one, just like I said he was going to be. So I wasn't tripping on it. I knew he was going to get his money, but that's just what always happens. Contract negotiations get contentious as they do, but CeeDee Lamb going to be on the field week one against the Cleveland Browns for my Dallas Cowboys. Now let's move on to the NFL season predictions. I've already covered the NFC and AFC East divisions. On Friday, I covered the NFC North and the AFC North. And so today, we are going to do arguably the worst divisions in the league, the NFC South and the AFC South. They were kind of difficult to figure out who I think is even going to win. One thing's for sure in both of these divisions, the Super Bowl champion is not going to come out of the NFC or AFC South. I'm just here to say that right now. I do think one team is going to be really solid. I think they're going to actually be one of the best teams in the league. But then I bet once we hit the playoffs, the reality is going to strike. But also at the same time, like I said, these South division teams, they're not very convincing, except for one. So let's start off with the NFC South and how I believe that division is going to pan out, beginning with the number one team in the division I have as the New Orleans Saints. I've got them going 10-7 on the year. So obviously I don't have them being one of the most dominating teams, but somebody has to win this division. I think they're going to be that team that wins this division. And it's just because I feel like overall they have the best roster out of all the teams in the division. They've got Carr coming into his second season with the Saints. It kind of felt like last year they were feeling things out offensively, but I think he's going to be better this year. I think the wide receiving core pretty solid, especially led with Olave, who's been a pretty solid receiver since they drafted him. Then you've got Alvin Kamara in the backfield. Who's always been very solid unless he's injured. And then defensively, they are, I feel like they've got a lot going on defensively. So I feel like out of all the teams in the NFC South, this is probably the most complete and the best out of what they've got going there. So I've got the Saints winning the NFC South. Then finishing in second place in the NFC South, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I've got them going 8-9 this year. There's just nothing but questions surrounding this team. Other than the wide receiver position. I feel like the wide receiver position, of course, they've got that locked down with Godwin and Mike Evans. So they're going to have no issues really scoring points at certain times. But I feel like overall, this team is nothing but questions. The running back position, what the fuck is going on there? Offensive line's got a lot of questions as well. So is Baker Mayfield even going to be able to stand up this year? And then also defensively, which has been their driving force for the last 5-6 years. The Tampa Bay Bucs defense has been very, very good. One of the top defenses in the league. And this year, they are coming in with the chump squad. This is not going to be a good defense. And I just feel like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to have their ups and their downs all season long. Then finishing in third place in the NFC South, I have the Atlanta Falcons finishing 6-11. The quarterback questions, they've got so many. Is it going to be Kirk Cousins or Michael Penix? It looks like Cousins, of course, is going to start the season. I would imagine he would, since they gave him a ton of money in the offseason. But at the same time, it kind of sounds like Penix Jr. is going to be right up on that ass. So if Cousins fucks up, but I mean, Cousins has always been a pretty solid quarterback. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Also, he is coming off of the Achilles injury. So many questions there. Then they don't have a lot of offensive weapons outside of Bijan Robinson. He's pretty much their only guy I would look at and say he's going to have some production. But outside of him, they don't have much else going on offensively. And then defensively, they don't have a lot going on either. They did just pick up Matthew Judon, so I think that's a positive. But outside of Bijan and Matthew Judon this year, I don't know what the Falcons have going on. And then rounding out the NFC South, I have the Carolina Panthers. I have them going 3-14. It's just obvious this team is in rebuilding mode. They've pretty much been in rebuilding mode the last 2, 3, maybe 4 seasons. But definitely now that, they've got a quarterback who was just coming off of his rookie season. So hopefully he improves this year. But I mean, they don't have a lot surrounding him. So I'm not expecting a lot from them offensively. Defensively, they have some really prominent guys who are probably going to help get them those 3 wins. But overall, I just kind of feel like it's going to be another struggle year for the Carolina Panthers just because they're in rebuilding mode. And that's just what happens when you are in rebuilding mode. Now let's turn to the AFC South and how I feel like that division's going to pan out. Now here is where the one team I look at that's actually, I feel like, going to dominate this year. Now the reason why I have them having such a solid record this year is because they're in such a terrible-ass division. So they're easily going, they're going up against 3 teams where they're probably, I wouldn't be shocked if they beat them both times that they face them. So I've got the Houston Texans dominating this division, and I have the Texans going 13-4. The reason why is because not only did they have a great year last year, a good year last year. I feel like they're going to build off of last year, and they went all in this offseason. You know, they traded for Stephon Diggs at the wide receiver position, and I think that just only adds and gives C.J. Stroud yet another huge weapon on this offense. Then they added in Joe Mixon at running back, who's been very productive throughout his time at the Cincinnati Bengals. So I only expect him to be yet another weapon for this Houston Texans team. And I just look at this team, and they're young and hungry. They're young and hungry on the defensive side of the ball, young and hungry on the offensive side of the ball. They've got a young and hungry coach as well. And like I said, this division's terrible. So I just kind of look at them beating up on these other three teams in their division. And like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if they went 6-0 in their division. And so that's why I'm giving them the record that I'm giving them. Not that I think they're going to be a terrible team. I actually think 13-4, that's one of the top records I have. Once we get to the playoffs, you'll see where I have them going in. But I mean, I just feel like the Texans are going to be one of the best teams in the league this year. But I don't know if it's going to be because they're so good or if they're in just such a terrible division. But that is why I'm giving them such a good record this year, because they're going up against shit teams in this division. Finishing in second place in the AFC South, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. I have them going 10-7. My thing with the Jaguars is, can we trust them? Can we take them serious? Last year was a shaky year. What are we getting from them? Is Trevor Lawrence really the real deal? He hasn't really shown anything crazy. He isn't terrible, of course, but he hasn't carried this team to even really anywhere in the playoffs. They haven't done anything, but has he really been given much of a chance? So I kind of feel like this year for the Jaguars, it really is a year where we have to look at them and go, are they legit? Are they for real? They are in a terrible division. So I'm also giving them, you know, this 10 wins because they're not playing against very good teams other than the Texans. But it's just with them, I don't know what we're going to get. I feel like they have the potential to be pretty solid, but potential is potential, and that's pretty much been the word we've used with the Jaguars for a minute. Then finishing in third place in the AFC South, I have the Indianapolis Colts. I have them going 6-11 on this season. It's just really, I look at this roster and I go, what's going on with this team? They don't really have any standouts. We don't really know what's going on with them at all. And so until they get that figured out, I don't know what the fuck to expect from this team. And I just kind of feel like they're going to be pretty terrible this year. But a more terrible team this year, I feel like, in the AFC South is going to be the Tennessee Titans. I've got them going 2-15 on the season. That means I have them being one of the worst teams in the league. And it's just because I look at their roster and I go, this is not a good team at all. They've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's going to be starting the season off injured. He's going to be missing, I think, at least the first month of the season, if not longer. So that's not a good thing for them. And, you know, they don't have much, you know, they got rid of Derrick Henry in the offseason. So now their workhorse running back is Tony Pollard. And don't get me wrong, I've got love for Tony Pollard because he played with my Dallas Cowboys for a few seasons there. But I'm not sure that dude's going to be able to carry this team, especially this terrible of a squad. They don't have anything going on defensively. So I look at the Titans and I go, this is just not going to be a good team. And it's going to be a very, very long season if you are a Tennessee Titans fan. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of the week of sports. And I will talk to you fools on Friday.